The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. The Laws of Nature, Chapter 1, Part 7, The Lord and His Energy, One and Different. The Ishupanishad states, quote, "One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can cause him illusion or anxiety?" End quote. This realization is Krishna consciousness. There are different kinds of realizations, but the devotee of Krishna realizes the truth that we are qualitatively one with the Lord, but quantitatively different from him. The impersonalists think that we are 100% one with the Lord, or the Supreme Absolute Truth, but that is not a fact. If we are 100% one with the Supreme Lord, then how have we come under the control of Maya, illusion? The impersonalists cannot answer this question. The real nature of our identity with the Supreme is described in the Vedic literature with the analogy of the sparks and the fire. The sparks of a fire have the same quality as the fire, yet they are different in quantity. But when the small spark leaves the fire and falls down into water, its fiery quality is lost. Similarly, when the infinitesimal soul leaves the association of the Lord and contacts the mode of ignorance, his spiritual quality becomes almost extinct. When a spark falls on the land instead of the water, then the spark retains some heat. Similarly, when the living entity is in the quality of passion, there is some hope that he can revive his Krishna consciousness. And if the spark drops onto dry grass, it can ignite another fire and regain all its fiery qualities. Similarly, a person who is in the mode of goodness can take full advantage of spiritual association and easily revive his Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to come to the platform of goodness in this material world. Again, the analogy of the fire can help us understand the simultaneous oneness and difference of the Lord and his diverse energies. Fire has two main energies, heat and light. Wherever there is fire, there is heat and light. Now, the heat is not different from the fire, nor is the light, but still, heat and light are not fire. Similarly, the whole universe can be understood in this way. The universe is simply made up of Krishna's energies, and therefore nothing is different from Krishna. But still, Krishna is separate from everything in the material universe. So, whatever we see within the material or spiritual worlds is but an expansion of Krishna's multifarious energies. This material world is an expansion of Krishna's external energy, Bahiranga Shakti. The spiritual world is an expansion of his internal energy, Antaranga Shakti, and we, living entities, are an expansion of his marginal energy, Tatastha Shakti. We are Shakti, energy. We are not the energetic. The Mayavadi philosophers say that because the energies are not outside of Brahman, the energetic, they are all identical with Brahman. This is monism. Our Vaishnava philosophy is that the energy is simultaneously one with and different from the energetic. Again, the analogy of the heat and fire. When you perceive heat, you understand that there is a fire nearby. But this does not mean that because you feel some heat, you are in the fire. So the heat and the fire, the energy and the energetic, are one, yet different. So the Mayavadi philosophy of oneness and our Vaishnava philosophy of oneness are different. The Mayavadis say Brahman is real, but that the energy emanating from Brahman is false. We say that because Brahman is real, his energy must also be real. That is the difference between Mayavadi philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. One cannot claim that this material energy is false, although it is certainly temporary. Suppose we have some trouble. There are so many kinds of trouble pertaining to the body and mind and external affairs. That trouble comes and goes, but when we are undergoing it, it is certainly real. We feel the consequence. We cannot say it is false. The Mayavadi philosophers say that it is false. But then why do they become so disturbed when they have some trouble? No, none of Krishna's energies is false. The Ashopanishad uses the word vijanata, quote, one who knows, end quote, to describe a person who understands the oneness and difference of the Lord and his energies. If one is not vijanata, one will remain in illusion and suffer. But for one who knows, there is no illusion, no lamentation. When you are perfectly convinced that there is nothing except Krishna and Krishna's energies, then there is no illusion or lamentation for you. This is known as the Brahma-Bhuta stage, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 1854. Brahma-Bhuta prashanatma nashochati nakankshati, quote, one who is transcendentally situated in Brahman realization becomes fully joyful, and he never laments or desires to have anything, end quote. For our sense gratification, we are very eager to get things we do not have. That is hankering. And when we lose something, we lament. But if we know that Krishna is the source and proprietor of the entire material energy, we understand that everything belongs to him and that anything gained is given by him for his service. Thus, we do not hanker for the things of this world. Furthermore, if something is taken away by Krishna, then what is the need for lamentation? We should think, quote, Krishna wanted to take it away from me, therefore why should I lament? The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. He takes away, he also gives, end quote. When one is thus in full knowledge, there is no more lamentation and no more hankering. That is a spiritual platform. Then you can see everyone as a spiritual spark, as part and parcel of Krishna, as his eternal servant.